This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado employers must now offer paid sick leave to all of their workers under a new state law. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Under the terms of the new law, workers can accrue an hour of leave for every 30 hours worked, up to 48 total hours of sick time per year. The leave can be used not just for a worker to tend to their own health, but also when caring for a family member or when trying to leave a domestic violence situation. The time could also be used for childcare if the state has to shut down again because of the coronavirus. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Starting next year, landlords in Colorado will no longer be able to refuse a prospective tenant just because they use Section 8 vouchers. A new state law says landlords can't discriminate based on where a tenant gets their rent money, as long as it's legal and paid on time. A Shoshone business leader is calling for changes to a hunting event in Wyoming that's been the source of controversy for Senate candidate and former governor John Hickenlooper. Last month, photos surfaced of Hickenlooper in native costumes. The photos were taken at the annual one-shot antelope hunt. Hickenlooper said the costumes were sanctioned by Eastern Shoshone tribal members, but Vice Chairwoman Karen Snyder of the Eastern Shoshone Business Council says the tribe does not condone the event.
In my mind, it's a play. It's antiquated. It's 80 years old, and it's time to rewrite it.
Snyder says Hickenlooper should apologize to the Shoshone people. The Front Range has cooler temperatures today, and it's staying hot in western Colorado with highs near 100 in Grand Junction. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.